In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, everything in the Christian life is progressive. And the Lord preaches in a progressive way. Everything that He says builds upon something He previously said. And it's a perfect example today in today's Gospel. If you read today's Gospel, only the selection that we have for this service, then you miss part of what the Lord was saying. It's really part of three things that He was teaching us. And those things occurred, one before and one after this teaching. Now before he taught about this rich man who had the great harvest, someone came to him and said, make this person give me my inheritance. And the Lord said, to guard yourself against greed. Greed truly is one of the worst of all sins. Money is the root of all kinds of evil. And so the Lord spoke often about money, about giving of alms, about how to handle what is all God's and what is given to us as stewards. So He was guarding us against avarice in this first teaching. Guard yourself against greed. And this is not something that we should pass over lightly. We live in an age where we can have almost anything we want. Even if we say, oh, you know, I don't have much money, we still have a very large TV. Or we still have entertainment. We still have food that is better than the Egyptian kings would have eaten. So we live in an age of opulence. Even the poor are opulent. And this tends to make the mind dull and not see spiritual things. I spoke about that yesterday, where we celebrated the entrance of the Theotokos. And this is a feast that is almost forgotten in the world, and even in the Orthodox world, although it's one of the 12 great feasts, not well attended, not very important in the church calendar of most people. But it's about holiness. And holiness cannot be understood unless we're not filled with greed. Very critical to always test yourself and to see how is it that you handle your possessions. That's why it's absolutely imperative that you give alms. I don't really see how a person who does not fast and does not give alms can be saved. Not because those things are required to get in the kingdom of heaven as if there's something to check off on a list, but because without those things, our soul is dull. And our soul does not know spiritual things. So the Lord is guarding us against greed. And then He goes into the story about the rich man who has this incredible produce, so much harvest that he decides he's going to pull down his barns and build greater barns. And of course what happened was, his soul was required of him that very night, and he died and could take advantage of none of his produce. This man was dull of spirit. He was rich in terms of worldly possessions, but poor in terms of God. And this is because he just only thought of earthly things. He thought of life as an abundance of possessions, which is another thing that the Lord said just previous to this parable. Life is not in an abundance of possessions. Life is in what happens to you and changes you and how your soul becomes. That's all life is. We all have this phrase we know of, you can't take it with you. And yet we do not live in this way. And this rich man didn't live in this way. He thought life was in what he had. And he thought he was very blessed. Now there are some important things in this parable to note. It says the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. When you hear ground in the scriptures, very often it refers really to the soul. In this case, it's just dirt. Because the rich man's soul didn't bring forth plentifully. Just his farm. But for us, our ground must bring forth plentifully. It must bring forth fruit. And of course, this fruit is not corn and wheat, but it is the virtues. It is to love God above all and our neighbor as ourselves. It also says a certain rich man. Does that remind you of the parable of the rich man and Lazarus? A certain rich man, unnamed. It's not important what his name is. He'll be forgotten. Nothing that he did. And he did a lot of stuff. Planted a lot of things. Had lots of servants. Had lots of plans for building barns. He said, eat, drink, and be merry. So he partied a lot. Had many friends, or that is, people that hung around him because of his wealth. Saint Theophylact says that when it says, eat and be merry, it's a euphemism for the fact that he was very debauched. So he did a lot of stuff, and yet none of it was useful. And his name is forgotten. What a terrible thing to be forgotten. And then he says to himself, what shall I do? That's actually a very good question to ask. Not the way he asks it, because he's thinking, what do I do with all my wealth? Okay, I'll hoard my wealth and keep my wealth so that I can be happy. But we should ask this question every moment, every day. See, even those that are not following God can teach us something. It's a good question to ask. What shall I do? This question should occur to you hundreds of times a day, because everything you do is a decision. Am I going to follow God or am I not? There's very little in the world that's neutral. Almost everything is, am I going to follow God or am I not? Am I going to do the right thing or the wrong thing? Am I going to do that which is heaven-bound, heavenward, or am I going to do that which is earth-bound? What shall I do? It's a good question to ask. But he answers it in a very poor way. I'm going to tear down my barns and build greater. So what happens if he has more produce the next year? Is he going to tear down those barns and build greater? This is showing how useless it is to acquire possessions. It's completely useless because it does nothing for the soul. Now, if you use your possessions to the glory of God for your fellow man, then it brings good to your soul. Possessions in themselves, there's nothing at all evil about possessions. And there's nothing evil about acquiring possessions, if we are stewards of those possessions. But this man was not, of course. All he cared about was himself. And he said to himself, soul, thou hast many goods, eat, drink, and be merry. It's very important to understand how he spoke to himself. Now, soul means life. But really, would you say to yourself, soul, have something to eat? He's misunderstanding what life is all about. The soul is about life. But life is not about what you eat and what you drink and what you put on. Life is about becoming like God. Becoming pure so that we can know He who is pure. Soul doesn't eat. And yet he says, soul, eat. That's the way people in the world are. And that's the way we are if we're honest with ourselves many times. Let us hope that we don't be like this, that we cultivate our spiritual lives so that the things that are spiritual are important to us. If you haven't figured it out yet, it's difficult to cultivate a spiritual life. It doesn't come easily. That's why I said in the beginning of this homily, everything's progressive. The Lord speaks in a progressive way. At the end of this little parable, he speaks about the lilies of the field and the ravens who don't sow or reap, and yet their heavenly Father feeds them. He tells us not to worry about things. He's sort of inverting these sins. First comes worry, and then comes trusting in our goods, and then comes thinking that life is about our goods. But he speaks of them in the opposite way. He says, first don't be filled with greed, and then don't think life is about your goods, and then stop worrying. Well, I'll tell you, if you don't think that life is about good, you won't worry. Oh yeah, you might wonder whether or not you can pay for your electric bill or something like that, but those are trivial things. What's really important is, how is your soul? Your soul that does not eat food and drink water, but it imbibes of the Holy Spirit, the living water. May God help us to be such that we would think of spiritual things instead of think that life is in having things. Everything is progressive, brothers and sisters. Everything. If you worry about your bills and you worry about earthly things, then you won't be a spiritual person. Then your prayer will be hindered. And then you'll go, wow, I really don't feel like being in a long church service today. Well, you don't have the capacity to do it because of the worry for those trivial things. Everything's connected. Everything is progressive. So let us progress. Let us try with all of our might to put our soul in the hands of God. To really believe that God provides all things. And then to cultivate a spiritual way of life. Not an earthly one. May God help us. Amen.